Each year, we at KMMO join the Brownfield Network to present the Brownfield Network KMMO Youth and Ag Award at area county fairs to outstanding young people from all around the KMMO listening area. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my interview with the winner of the Brownfield Network KMMO Youth and Ag Award this year from Howard County.
Hey, Ed, at the Howard County Fair, and I'm visiting with Bailey Young. Bailey was the winner of our KMMO Brownfield Network Youth and Ag Award for the outstanding young person here in Howard County. Bailey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about yourself. Where do you go to high school and what year you're in and all that?
I went to New Franklin High School and I had just graduated this year.
Are you planning on college this next year?
Yes, I'm planning on attending State Fair Community College in Boonville.
Do you have a major figured out already?
Yeah, I'm going to major in agriculture.
Very good. So I'm going to stay involved with agriculture. It's been good to you, hasn't it?
Yes.
You've been busy here. I presented the award to you a little while ago, and since then you've been in here in the auction. What all do you have here tonight?
I have pigs, sheep, and goats.
As far as your 4-H, had 4-H career, what were your projects in 4-H?
I've done cake decorating, photography, gardening, arts and crafts, and welding.
How about State Fair? Have you shown at the State Fair?
Yes, I've been to the State Fair. This will be my 10th year of going.
No wonder they gave you the award. You're very active in both 4-H and FFA. Have you held any offices in FFA?
Yes, I've held Sentinel, Reporter, and Vice President this year.
Is that something, if you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H and or FFA, would you recommend those organizations to them and why?
Yes, I would recommend them because they're something that gets the kids involved and that they can see what experience they are and see if they want to be more big into agriculture. I wasn't planning on doing FFA, but I had a friend talk me into it, and since then I became the person I became, being more active in showing. I'm planning on showing cattle next year, so I'm getting more active than I was before. So any kid that would want to do it, I would highly recommend both of them.
I know my son was active. He got his American degree in FFA and was rather shy to begin with, but FFA takes you out of that and gets your communication skill to the utmost.
Yeah, I got my state degree. I never thought I would, but my ag teacher pushed me and pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I got my state degree this year, and I would tell everybody else that you need to step out of your comfort zone. Go try it.
How about that American degree? Is that something you hope to get someday?
Yes. We actually got a new ag teacher in New Franklin, so I've kind of helped him now. I'm going to help with the chapter since he's new and going to take the reins this year, so I said I would step up and help him out this year.
We wish you the best of luck in college. Continue with agriculture. I'm sure I'll see you at the State Fair and down here for years to come.
Yes, you will. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And once again, congratulations on that KMMO Brownfield Network Youth and Ag Award is presented to someone that's outstanding, showing leadership skills, also community support, and a love for agriculture. You seem to have all three.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.